reducing the average latency for
a set of
VMs. Okay.
Yeah, that's one algorithm and one objective.
Yeah.
Second objective, for which there is a different algorithm, is try to balance latencies across VMs.
Yeah.
For instance, try to make them equal.
Mm-hmm.
For that one, we had an algorithm which was based on something like hill climbing.
Yeah.
Where for all VMs, we know what would be the immediate effect on latency of increasing the cache by X or decreasing by X.
Assuming we already have latency curves, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
At least latency curves for the regions close to where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is to decrease X amount of cache from the VM that will with the lowest derivative of the latency curve. I mean, the one that will drop the most according to latency.
Yeah, I'm looking
and
at
you add that X,
mm-hmm.
the one that will decrease the most.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking about how to prove that and formally prove that that we converge. And while trying to do so, we found many cases where you won't actually converge.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, in my email, I say that if you do it at a small enough granularity, then it should, right? If your cache repartition...
Yeah. Let's say it's infinitesimal.
Yeah.
But the problem wasn't from that. The problem was coming from some assumption. It was coming from some assumptions that we make about the latency curves.
That it's going to be monotonic.
One, that was one, and there was another one, I think. Okay, I think one of the problems was that we have some data that shows that as you increase the size of the cache,
mm-hmm.
close to the actual size of the SSD, you can get into situations where the SSD gets so overloaded that latency actually increases. So yeah, it's true what you said. There are some extreme cases where the latency curve is not monotonically decreasing.
Right, so...
So one solution would be to set up maxes, right? The
yeah.
moment you start increasing, you stop there. And
right. So
I don't remember if that actually worked or not.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that maybe there are certain granularities and certain bounds within which this algorithm will converge. And as long as we specify what those bounds are, and as long as we specify the set of assumptions we are making, I think it's fine.
Okay.
Because we do have proof that it converges for under certain assumptions.
Yeah, the other thing was that on that particular experiment, at least, I used only two VMs.
Yeah.
And that was something that many reviewers across all the submissions we had always complained about.
Two VMs.
So that's why I was thinking about actually, you know, let's formally prove this because otherwise doing experiments will take even longer.
I see. This is the figure 13 or figure... I'm looking at the paper.
I don't have access to the paper right now, but...
There is one figure which is adaptiveness to shares, right? As you change the share of the latency, actually changes across two VMs.
Yes, exactly.
That's
the balancing.
Yeah, that's the balancing plot.
Yeah.
And we show that it's working pretty well. So you want to prove that it's always going to work?
Yeah, with n number of VMs, making the assumptions that we think are needed.
Well, we'll have to do an inductive proof, right? Like 2 and then n and n plus 1. Assuming it works for n and then proving it will work for n plus 1.
Yeah.
I think it can be done. I'm thinking of proof by induction.
Yeah. I'm trying to think how it would go.
Let's say you have, what is the proof for 2? Right, you need to prove for 2, which is the base case. Then you assume for n, and you prove for n plus 1.
What's your n in your case? That's a number of VMs, a number of...
N is the number of VMs, yeah.
N is the number of VMs. Yeah, I think I have an idea. Okay, let's assume we have it.
Okay.
You think that's enough?
I didn't even think that this was
a concern,
yeah.
For
the paper.
Okay.
I think
the first thing is that we need to rewrite all that stuff.
I think the major concern that we got with the most recent reviews was that the description of the of what we did was not sufficient in two respects. One is, so there's one reviewer which talks about science and engineering, the science related to how the algorithms work, and the engineering related to how the system was implemented and configured and things like that. So he thought that both of them were inadequately described.
Okay.
So, and particularly he talks about, I think there were two reviewers. We got 3 reviews in total from ETC. I think 2 of the reviewers had questions about how the cache was populated, and whether it was on demand or periodic. I think we used a periodic updating of the cache instead of what conventional caches do, right? Which is on demand updating of cache. Is that right, Ricardo?
Yeah.
So I think we need to explain that, argue why that's a reasonable thing to do, right? And I think we can. So, but I wanted to get your thoughts. I had some ideas what we should say, and I may have written it in my email, but just wanted to get your reasons first, because certainly you've thought more about this than I have.
I prefer to let you start. I'm not really fresh on this subject anymore. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So I think the first problem with on-demand population of the cache is that you might have to do it. You have to do it synchronously, and if you're doing it synchronously, you might also have to do evictions synchronously and things like that, right?
No, actually, we have data for that.
Where is it?
I don't know if it's in terms of some commented out figure, but there is some data to show that at least for the benchmark that we ran, it's better to do it asynchronous.
Okay, I'll check the paper. Check the directory to see if there is something that's commented out. Now that you mention it, I faintly recall maybe we have something, but I don't know for sure. I'll have to check.
I thought that question was early answer for everybody that's the thing to do, right? That's the way of...
Oh, the future.
The way of manipulating an SSD cache.
Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be the case because reviewers are not convinced. They are questioning why is it that we need to do it periodically as opposed to continuously. Right, so that, and then I gave you my first reason, which may not be the best reason to give, but it's something I thought about. And the second is, along with the first reason, the periodic migration can be done in the background, right, as opposed to on demand.
Exactly.
So that's one thing. And also, if we do periodic migration, maybe we are reducing the amount of population and eviction traffic that the cache sees and the backend storage sees. I don't know if that's a good reason. Maybe it's not the right reason. That's why I wanted to get your insights as well.
I would say the main reason for doing periodically is latency, right? Have nice bounded control latency for iOS.
And why would you won't have nice bounded control latency if you did on demand?
Because you can fail. Yeah, it's true. Let me think. Things that when you do it on demand, when you miss, you have to take the extra operation of, actually at the end you're doing pretty much the same thing, right? You read from SSD, you put it on the flash, and you go ahead with your IO. If it's periodic, you just, miss and don't care about the SSD. But at the end, that time might be the same.
I think we had a better reason than that for why we were doing periodic, and I'm trying to remember what it was. Remember, we had these discussions at some point. Maybe it's in one of the recordings, but I'll have to really spend hours searching for it otherwise.
No, you shouldn't do that. That should be somewhere in the paper commented out. And I'm like, well, and the other thing is that you don't wanna increase the work during the foreground IO path, right?
So here, there is one statement where we try to explain why we do periodic. Okay, I'll read the statement to you. Maybe it'll make some, maybe jog some memory cells for you.
Okay.
So here we state that we observe that for all traces used in the motivation, it means looking at which traces we used in the motivation. All traces used in the motivation. Yeah, these are the FIU workloads. For all traces used in the motivation, that's the 8 traces from IODDU. We can improve overall throughput by making data movement periodically rather than in the IO path.
It was a matter of throughput instead of latency.
Yeah, it's a matter of throughput, and this sentence also suggests that we have data somewhere.
Yeah.
Yep. So. I'm going to search for the data in the paper, in the repository. Hopefully we didn't delete it, but only commented it out, because I don't want to be searching through previous revisions. I don't like to comment things. I like to just get rid of them because it distracts me if there's a whole large comment in the paper.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In the tech file, but hopefully I didn't delete this one. We'll see. I know you don't have the paper in front of you, but if you had, I could talk about a couple of other questions I had. But maybe we could do it some other time.
Okay. Well, something else I remember is that I don't remember why,
mm-hmm.
but I used to think that I mean, in the case of an SSD cache, being able to have periodic migrations is a luxury compared to what you can do in a CPU cache that you have to have on demand migrations.
Yeah, you say that too in the paper. That's the previous sentence. Yeah, but
well,
I mean, that doesn't explain.
Another thing is that by having I think this is one of the main reasons is that by having periodic migrations, you can batch up things and you can have better IOs.
Yeah.
You can send things in parallel, for instance. So maybe that's the throughput argument.
Yes. I think you're absolutely right. That's really what I was thinking about, but you said it better. Yeah, so I think it might just be a question of explaining that and maybe adding the figure if we can find it, that would be great. The good thing is that we have more space. We have one extra page for FAST. So we can actually make the paper a little stronger.
And given that we have a SAN.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely want to parallelize a bunch of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I remember I played a lot with the I don't remember what I call it. I think I called it the data mover or something.
Yeah.
I played a lot about, I mean, with that component, with size of the queues and size of the IOs and how frequent to have it. And yeah, you can multiply your throughput by huge amounts by picking nice sizes and queues and interval. You can maximize the throughput. When you have it on demand, you cannot do any of those things. That was the reason.
Well, also, I think the other thing is, by design, if you're doing less frequent migrations in the cache, you're also doing less I/O because some of those migration operations may be eliminated, right? Compared to on demand.
Yeah.
Because let's say in the LRU or whatever queue that you are maintaining, some block was in the cache temporarily, but then it got evicted. But if you look at 5-minute granularities, that block doesn't show up at all.
Yeah.
So that could be another reason for why the traffic gets reduced. Actually, that would be the only reason for why the traffic would be reduced. And then, of course, the other argument with the IO parallelism still holds.
Yeah.
But the cache population traffic getting reduced is a double-edged sword, right? That you also reduce the cache hit ratio potentially.
You definitely reduce the cache hit ratio. Well, you can find some convenient examples where you want, right?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in general, if you're not populating the cache when you need to, you run the risk of reducing cache iteration, because take it to the extreme that you're doing not 5 minute but daily migrations.
Yeah, yeah, you miss a lot.
Yeah. So I think we have to, there is one point about periodic migrations, why it's a good idea, and second is why 5 minute. I think that's another point. And I think we have, I'm hoping that we have data, the data shows that 5 minute is good enough.
But I mean, but on the other hand, I mean, that's not something that, cannot we see that some answer, that one answer that we are not concerned about?
I think this was one of the issues with the reviews, right? People didn't get enough out of the engineering parts either, which is, well, how do we configure the system right? Did we do enough, right, to answer those sorts of questions? I think that was another issue. And it might just be that if we find that missing data, we may answer many of those questions, which we didn't, we didn't use that data in this paper, maybe because we didn't have space, maybe it got eliminated in some previous revision because we thought it was not important enough. Whatever be the reason, it certainly seems that reviewers want it.
Yeah, if somebody removed it, most likely it was me, because I'm not that, I mean, sure that, I mean, that doesn't say anything, right? I mean, there is some sweet spot number for every workload. Maybe there is this sweet spot 5 minutes for this workload. The point is that there is one in, doesn't matter, right? There is one.
I think there is a difference between saying we pick 5 minutes and here's the results, and saying, well, we pick 5 minutes, we know that this 5 minutes is something that is important, we acknowledge it, and for our workloads 5 minutes was a good idea, and for a different workload of 5 minutes might not be a good idea. Even saying that in the paper is a huge improvement over just presenting data for 5 minutes.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the point is that nobody else should use 5 minutes as the magic number.
Yeah. I think that's what, in my mind at least, that's what the reviewers are thinking when they're saying, well, there is not enough or sufficient description of the engineering process that was followed. I think it's just a writing problem. And if we have that data, I don't know if you may be a better candidate to look for the data.
Okay.
Probably yes.
Yeah.
But if you have time, maybe you can look for that data instead of me.
Okay, I'll try. I was thinking of doing something like get the history of all the reviews on SVM from this project and grab on something like that. That was my point.
And then go to that specific revision?
No, and grab on any, you know, magic keywords, and just to reduce the space of the search, which would be huge given the amount of directories for each conference and revisions.
Yeah,
that was the point, but yeah.
Yeah, good idea. I agree. If you can do that, I think you'll be more successful than me.
Do you remember commenting out things and also deleting figures? No, you always left the figures there, right?
Usually, yeah, usually. But if I'm like very upset, then I might delete it, but it's not a common case for me.
Okay, I'll take a look at the figures. Maybe there's something in the figures there.
Yeah, I think that'll help a lot because, you know, I'm currently, you know, maybe in the next 2 or 3 days, I will start addressing the easy comments from the USENIX reviews.
Okay.
And also, I have a bunch of comments in the most recent version. I'll fix them. Just editorial stuff,
yeah,
and maybe descriptions. And then after that, I do want to, you know, carefully rewrite or maybe at least revisit the algorithms part of the paper. Because
okay.
apparently we were not very good with those descriptions.
Okay, yeah.
In the meanwhile, if you can supply me that data, that'll help me a lot.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll work on that on the weekend. And by the way, last weekend I sent, that's something I wanted to mention to you. I was working on cleaning up the tracer.
Yeah.
And then, talking to Luis, I realized that he actually cleaned that up.
He cleaned it up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I just added a couple of, you know, comments here and there and instructions for how to use it, and I sent it to Vasily.
But did you also fix the read?
Oh, yeah. On Luis's revision, he's tracing everything.
Including read issue?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So they can actually match the issue events with the completion events to...
Yes.
To exactly. correctly get a content-based replay.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, great. Actually, if you can forward me that email, I'd like to have it in my record in case someone asks me and somehow you lose it, at least I'll have it.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, let me
send
you that.
Okay, great. I'm sure those guys are going to buy you beer at some point.
Yeah, I remember Vasily. I saw him pretty much at every single Fast conference.
Yeah, he's there.
He's a cool guy. Man.
Yeah, he's there most of the time. Okay, great. So send me that email and send me that data if you can find it. Or at least send me an email that you can't find it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Ricardo.
Okay. Oh.
We'll chat next week.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.